to pan the jet. Pop who na motion sickness, me na die, we wet. Let's take a pic, pale kwa beach, sunny ki set. Mindy your trend setter, nataka ku get pesa. Applying to more pressure.
I have realized there is an epidemic of maids talking on TikTok after the whole household is asleep. Welcome, good people. Welcome to another rendition of that podcast. My name has not changed. My name is still Jacob, aka the Black Aristotle. The word mpango wa kando has been added in the Oxford Dictionary. So the Oxford Dictionary has incorporated some of the most common Kenyan words and phrases into its roster in its latest update. It has included popular words like chapo, githeri, mpango wa kando, and some other Swahili words. Juu realize Swahili is being used by over 200 million people in East Africa. So mwana ni new market, you need to sell a dictionary, manze. So the word changa iko dictionary now. Come with steak kwa dictionary, jembe, buibui, sambaza, the word sharing itself, and collabo. So, why do you imagine all those English lessons called na chapwa, alafu same time as I say collabo? Like, what are we even doing? But collabo is fine, collabo is still English, like, it's not that bad still, no. But, mpango wakando is also a phrase. Nyama chomo is understandable, but still, it's a whole Swahili phrase. So imagine if I may remember in primary, we had days where we could only speak Swahili, I think, on, was it Wednesday and Friday? Then every day you had to speak English. Colonial rules at full effect. And I don't know what wengi wanyele experience likuwa public primary schools. Where they were trying to really teach you how to learn English by practice, obviously. Like, they wanted you to practice it. Everywhere you're walking, unasikia tu Kiswahili and mother tongue. No. So they wanted to encourage you can only learn through practice. Now you look at what we lose sight of, we always think that just because you are taught, you know, but you have to practice it, you have to do it over and over again. Every simple thing, like we realize most of the bright kids, ni ule mko unafunzwa kitu science and anajaribu, eh? Ule mtu alikuwa jaribu kuongea English daily mkimcheka, ati anajana mzungu na mko sijui kwa ghetto wapi. Maybe anayongea mali different, but still sasa anayongea better now, unazua imanishi. That just because you're educated automatically, life becomes good. But the chances are higher. Hey, but me, when I got everything, and I get easier for everyone younger than me. Imagine sometimes the same that mpango wakando to shule. Not a vayo guni, nanuka mkojo. As we had a guni, means you what you're asking us, you're going to have a rimbi, you're going to sit with an old guni, you're going to nuka. Obviously, kuna mseye, I'm decided na iva. Yeah, atakuwa napiga sheng yake. All day, every day. And that time ya kwanza kustama na because hapa. In Kolana time ya kusema phrases hapa. But yeah, mi pia natuyo ni... Well, ni marketing, but Swahili nakuwa more popular. And maybe it encourage more countries to learn Swahili manze. A lot of words recorded the word sharabi, iko, tamak, merry-go-round, isukuti, jiko, mandazi, mabati. Extremely, a lot of words iko from that one. But it's alright once you want me on a Kiswahili in a quartet up and down the continent. So it will be good to promote once. But we are meet kuna mjua wa Kenya kama kawaida, tunakuangana our own ideas. Watu wanakuangana own ideas. Watu shasema freshi barida, inafaya yuko next, bloody fucking, inafaya yongezwa. Obviously, to take a Steve or simple boy per tender. Jiholos comes with a new phrase every day. So, I see what Kenyan you pick, like, we, money, we. I don't even know how to say it, but I know how to type it. It's one of those weird things. In a fire, guys, we. So, maybe go Kenya, Miss Juju, obviously, our slang has changed the way we use words, change over time. The meaning of words, change over time, and then. Like, Nikoshua. You know, when society will adjust line yake of what is acceptable over time, no? Like yata say Kenya, we are more accepting of like gay people, like kunona. Na easy pronouns with 37,000. Nivisikia mtu alisema, he pronoun yake ni we. And as Kenyans, we can all relate, manze. Na juu kusi Kenyans, kuna mkenya atakuwa LGBT kwa zame pronoun yake ni we. Juu unakonga wewe fanya hivi, wewe osha vyombo. Na obviously our parents would say, we identify as sijui na hakuna. Like personally, that is what my parents would say. Mimi na juu kumisana identify as sijui and hakuna. Because when you ask who did something, I don't know. When you ask who, is what is up, what's wrong, hakuna. And, and Nashuku tulianza kusema hivyo very young. We started hiding our feelings very young. Or we just started lying. Like, I don't even remember when was the first time I lied. And maybe now uliza nyinyi wanzo kikapo jiulize. When was the first time you actually lied? What was the first lie you told? In Koshi, it was a very bullshit lie for no reason. Just because maybe somebody asked me a question and was like, let me just lie and see. And what is the worst lie you ever told? Let me try and think the worst lie I've ever told. Well, as a kid, the worst lie I told maybe, not the worst lie, but the lie told the most, the lie consistently told was, like my dad's job, I guess, sharing what my dad used to do. Especially as kids, people don't often ask what your father does, mother, not your mother does, which is crazy. And for me, like, you know, mom's in the OG up on the so nangoje uliulize, nangoje siku to discuss mothers, wangu wa shine. Yeah, man, I never knew for the longest time even what my parents did. Well, another lie I used to tell a lot was probably to do, like having a PS when I didn't have a PS, but I'd say I had it and talk about the games like I was playing them, but really just from somebody else's story. It was weird, I was a weird kid. But I obviously knew the worst lie, and the worst lie I ever told was lying about being circumcised. Yeah, was it because najua tu umesikia hapo unashanga, like why is that a lie? Like, why would you even lie about that? And I remember nilikuwa class 7. I was in class 7, then my friend went and had it done. So niko na dhumu sana kuwa praise huko nje mwanzo. So obviously kanza kwa topic of discussion, like, you are going to get it, and this is the time to get it. Because I think what happened for most of us at that time growing up in that estate in Kisumu, most of us had like older siblings around us, and most of them walikuwa na mazakala zetu wakiendea. So ilikuwa poi. So this is what, like, unafanywa na kumwanaume and shit. Umefunzwa shule after reproduction ya class 6 na nini. So for a whole December holiday, I pretended to be circumcised. Okay. After observing my friends, and I had like 2 friends walienda. So after go observe, for no reason, nikajika tu kwa nyumba for 2 weeks. And I guess this is how I started being alone again. I developed these habits through lying. So I didn't download 2 games. Nilikuwa na this Formula One game. This old Formula One game. I don't know if I can remember the name. I remember it. And I used to play this game ad nauseam, like all the time. And that is kupasta tu moto kikuja na ongea tu through the window. Like, it was one of the funniest shit I'd ever done. So, yeah, I think it was F1 manager. It was just, I think, the old F1 manager or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I played that game all day. I was Michael Schumacher every day in that game, playing it 24 hours a day, and I'd pretend, I'd limp, yeah. My parents would look at me, like, I don't even know how I got away with it inside us. Was it called? It was called Grand Prix 2. I don't know if you remember Formula 1 Grand Prix. So Formula 1 Grand Prix, the game we took in 1991. Then Grand Prix 2 took in 1995. Now, how I even got this game, now let me just share why in my summer, when people ask what parents did, I do it for my mother's part. My dad sijui alikuwa na wakikita alikuwa tu hustle like the street, manzee guna anapiga tu shughuli zake, OG lazima bado atafute pesa zake. then akapitia hosi. So the, what used to happen, I don't know if it still happens, hospitals and a lot of big offices used to do auctions, like working on screens mpia stuff, computers mpia, they'd auction things out. So ni wewe uende toa, first of all ndio juu unajua hizi ni ujanja. Like hizi lazima kuna jua wachi, jua wachi na jua nilini, jua washa piga. Obviously ni rafuli yao, anadaika workers most of the time. But he somehow he found himself there. And maybe he would change an auction, alafa nakuja na wawuzia huku inje maybe. Akakuja na desktop. So unajua time, this is the first, like ilikongaye na laptop yake. Peke, that was the only computer kwa nyumba. Na hiyo laptop yake, atukula na ninge anacheza, anafanya job, kumbe alikuwa anacheza nga Max Payne, which became a game for a very long time. And this stripper chess game, I know he will know it once. Most of you still, I'm sure most of the boys know the game. I'm talking about, it was like, it was this old game on the, I don't even remember the name. I don't even remember the game. But it's just that those were the two games. I'm sure Dengue Meziana. So yeah, akapiti hapo hosi akakuja na a whole new desktop kijana. Sema nice mtoto wake ni aje. Juu ameniletea ni yangu si ati ameletea mtoto wake computer. Anajua ni 209. Niko sure 209. Not most of you mulikuwa na amkuwa na computer kwa bedroom. Very few. Obviously tulikuwa na wengine nyinyi mlikuwa Uber Rich. Mlishaanza kwa na TV kwa bedroom 209. God bless you. Lakini hiyo kwa the whole estate ni mimi nilikuwa na computer kwa bedroom. Wasakuwa ni rival ni watu wenye walikuwa na older brothers na PS. Hao ndo walikuwa my opponents. Everyone else was inferior to me. Hii computer yangu ilikuwa kutuacheza. Oh, I remember my bridging too hard her computer in his bedroom. Yeah. And I think that is what happened. Nashuku, what used to happen every Saturday after school, we'd go to my friend, shout out Yashon once, we'd go to my friend called Yashon. Now Yashon walikuwa na comp kwa bedroom, walikuwa na ile parking garage hapo inje, wameitengeneza, so we could play football hapo. Eh? Between the gate and the garage hapo, ni free kicks mnapiga mbaya. Najua majima, no one knows that story. Alafu pia bezi ya PS liko karibu na kuwa. Obviously, I'll connect to like the next estate from mine. So it, for me, it was okay. For some other niggas, it was a crazy distance still. I'll go to a camp all day, every day. Jupe liko the closest PS, yani cheap, close to the school. Manze. Na kumbaka, those are the days, bali, kucheza PS liko 10 bob. I don't know. Give moja PS the 10 bob, mazim kuna 100 bob. Ni munafungiwa dindani. Mtu wa PS hamefunga biashara. Hamepata mtu ameleta 100. So ilikuwa hivyo na pili kwa na cyber. Hapo kwa cyber pili kwa zenda ucheze Need for Speed 2. Kwa zenda ucheze Need for Speed 2. Namo stream Ronaldinho highlights YouTube. You watch music videos and Lil Wayne kidogo. Run the Stone was a big song. At that point. Arab Money was a big song at this point. Yeah, manzo so mimi niko na computer kwa room na nimesha download hapo games za GTA. Hiyo time nimeona utafuta GTA very fast, nimeke hapo Vice City. Like, ah, wazi basi, mi sasa. Amnioni huku inje, niko Miami hapa, naweza kuwa huku nicheza pinball, naweza ingia huku, niendesha gari Formula 1. So, juu internet is not a thing, hiyo hata sijafikiria, mi sija. And imagine, internet doesn't exist, YouTube doesn't exist, but mimi akili yangu haijaload, and maybe in some ways, I never understand vile, like, sikuangi gifted kwa tech and I don't understand. Juna nao ni mstari shajaribu. Mzazi ya shajaribu manze. Kapati ya mdoi. Komp mapema, shika uzoe. Jodi saini kiona mayanga bridges ni me-encourage ya mpata laptops and stuff. Waanze kuzoea, kumanuva. Obviously, itafikile age new. You all you want, unafa 24 hours ni kwa nanginya. Some of us tuko stuck kwa hiyo loop manze. But tunaifight pole pole. But yeah, it was crazy like that manze. Nikuanga. So I would play this game and pretend that I have been circumcised until I finally I got it the next like year, but like what to find me. Like I don't even know why that was a lie I felt I had to tell and act it out the way I did because I didn't get extra praise. Maybe you got tired of the questions because no one would ask you that you show me your dick. Unajua hakuna ungeambia mstari hiyo sijakuwa test ya nimekuwa circumcised takumza nikakuuliza hayatoa nione. But what made me actually go and do it was high school. So I did it in the first term of high school. I guess you danganya for a while. Like you go after Nikanda to the first term of high school. No, I got my years wrong. I lied. You go after class 8. After class 8 is when everyone was getting it. So that was 2011. But then you actually want a comp though. I think I just want to sneak in the comp story. I got my years mixed up a little bit. But raw. So I put from one, and then you went to high school. Still, in my head, I'm pretending I'm going to lie throughout high school that I've got a gym in my head and assume we can to high school. But for Nizilla cubicle, like me, in high school, in my table, I say, like my older cousins are 30s and running my own. Kizana Bado, Missy Kwanajua, Maranda High School, Trondako Katia, Wembley Stadium, Missy Kwanajua, I'm interesting, is a theater of dreams, Old Trafford. When I hear you go baffle, me evil, ni walls to a left space. I remember the first thing we came up, I saw so many dicks. So many dicks. Well, like all these gay people in high school were going to full right time. You go to free porn. Maybe imagine you go to lesbian and love me gay, but if you're a girl, you're going to let my teeth eat on a full eye, you're going to smile too. Ay, that was too much. But I should be still in a collection of dicks like that. Like the first time, which was weird because I never saw it that again. Maybe you go to shock, you're going to so many naked people at once. So CJ in a collection of naked people. So niko show up on Dani. Niko show you buffy been as a hold. 50 people. Obviously, maybe an exaggeration, maybe 30. But still 30 naked people. All naked. Things swinging around, balls flapping. It was just madness, man. But I think we just got too used to it over time because I remember I used to shower with my boxer one for a very long time. The end of the day, it's really, I just started, but I, not all the time. Maybe I was not get to uchi sana. You got to be like confidence in your dick size. Obviously, there would be a time where you'd have to be naked. It could have been a time where you'd have to be naked. You'd worship you, kuchini, or doing God. When I was doing God in a tile, I love you, Navika, too, but decided when you go on a burungo, you'd have to be naked. Yeah, I'm going to be naked. I'm like, no one will remember. After a while, but it was weird still. I don't think I was like openly exposing myself like that. Mina shuku. Like when I go and I box it the whole time, then in the last minute, I think when I got circumcised, it was easier. That is why maybe it was weird for me my first year in school, which was also fun. The mongo kwanza li break and give me a time. Because when you circumcised, today you day kuwa honey. Which is also hard for like a 15-year-old Jew, you are horny all the time. it is basically part of, at that point in life, you are just about all the time. And I never understood. Nikisinga stories that your teachers would get mad, especially female teachers working in a classroom in high school, and vijana wamebao, like, mwalimu hata kama zafike hapo, like, sasa zingine hata morning prep, umeamka tu, ile uko class, ile usingi wamebao, katikati ya siku tu after lunch juu imewagawa umemba kuna mzito kwa mbao na kwa sweti jijoto pili kwa crazy man you just had you to ni animal instinct to mili yako inaza ku you know ina discover shit ina grow shit ina happen unaza ku nini zinaongeza hormones inaongezeka hapo crazy ni kwa shota madame sa zingiwa na shida matembea nipples ziko hard yezi kwa roti kwa honi all the time unaona so none of those things, so never understood those teachers. But yeah, you go crazy to them. So on the way, you time, you can get a day, my dear, your time, Pia, the day, I'll come to your castle, you can get a whisper. Who she's crazy, you whisper, you say, when I'm about to change it. Especially when it happened, yeah, a lot. So you go like, Ram, Mrs. You're going to get a day, I mean, going, but I guess if people don't get developed, people go aloof. Obviously, I'm superimposing. This is how people decide. Their traumas. Nicole, how do people like actually choose their childhood traumas? Do you really want to have a conversation with my parents, Nicole? Like, obviously, I understand not every day of my life as a child, especially. Like, Nicole, I'm afraid about it. I was not happy about everything happening, but I got traumatized. Like, nobody touched me, and nobody like wanted to be really crazy. People got really amazed. And I was also a dickhead of a child. I was a proper dickhead of a child. Like, Andy, I still have some dickheadness in me. Yeah? Maybe more dick than head. I don't know. I still have it in me, manze. Where I just, like, nimeambiwa, okay, cool, you're now 13, 14, start washing your own socks. Socks too, see that you wash it all the socks. You're like, ah, manze, why? Sit corner made, manze. Some in your socks, but nah.
socks zenyewe ni white, na mimi pia ni lazima nicheze ball, so socks ni brown at the end of the day. So hii ndio shit kuna piece of self, like wewe pia unajua. I don't know those dads, I guess. Kule kunaenda private school manze. Like cool come to the private school. Hakuna venye everyday jioni ukishuka van wewe na mtu wa public school mnafanana, unafanana mtu ametembea kutoka chuo hadi home. So janga tu hizo mjaluo fulani zenye. I've always asked my parents, like I remember my mother telling me the first time nilibeba ile kiti ndogo ya Ken Poly ya plastic. Haiku ati juu mtoto wake amechoka kusimama. Ati juu mtoto amecheza the whole day akirun around amechoka kusimama. No, ilikuwa juu the neighbor alibeba mtoto wake kiti alafu akawa anaweka kaya nje ya mlango every day, whole day, 24 hours a day. Nasema zanga tu like ule ujaluo uwezi niringia bada. Sasa kena kabaya mtu wake kiri, mipi alikuwa nikuwa nikaitopo inja mlaa. Like zile beef za ploti manze, dili nipatia my first ever chair. Which mipi ya nilifuraya, got a chair. Though you kiti pili nivunja mkono. When I got a bit older with this, nika watch from alone, nika jaribu kuslide hivu kwa stairs. Fucked up both my elbows manze. The man that says he point straight. Yeah, but going back, so misconceived then that you had a lot of traumas, but I don't know. I want to ask people who claim they have childhood traumas, how do you choose it? How do you decide that is an individual traumatized? What is trauma and what is just a byproduct of living life? Do you want to do maisha? Shit must happen to you. Like, where is the quote? What do you mean? Maisha perfect, maisha smooth. Where is the quote? Sunsets and roses. That a rose fly on a neighbor. Hata jua kuna kabla ikuwe sunset, kuna time imewaka huda. Kabla jua ireza subuhi, kuna kanja hivu unasikia. So, I think this idea that life should just be vanilla na tuna enjoy is something to mejinanganya na internet manze pali. Kila mtu anapost tu the good shit, kila mtu anapost tu the beautiful shit. Hata angles, hadi si wenye tukijipiga picha, tutafuta the best angle. Because we all have it. Hata mimi niko na angle nikipiga it looks slimmer, I look more handsome, eh? Naona jua inanipiga vizuri na inside. So we all do this shit where we have to try and accentuate the experience and tunafanya kila kitu iko better than what it is, which is fine still. Juu tushazoea filters on them, but filters are crazy. Filters are some of the craziest things I've ever seen. But in a world of filters, kila mtu anajaribu kuwa unfiltered. Which is mad, manzanji. Watu wengine wanafaa kuwa filtered. Kabisa. So, is there another crazy shit, manzanji? Where a Strathmore University student, juu tumekuwa tukiongelea watoto wa soft life, break silence after... No, a Strathmore University break silence after a popular TikToker said she was denied entry of a dress code. So, sijui kama unaiki tu, but there was a TikToker. Which ni kushua watu ya TikTok utapata all of these kids doing this shit. Ati wana protest juu ya dress code ya shule. First of all, this is the school you go to. You know, like, this is a decision that ilisha kuwa made on the day of admission. May remember even, my parents and akujani unie, nilikuwa na mili, I wanted to go to this uni, this is my day starts and shit. Akanisho, wewe, mtu ushaanza hapa kushuka nywele, sijui unavaa longi front ways back. Juu umeona kwa music video. Sijui unaona. Unadhani utaenda shule yenye mtoto anavaa uniform. Ushaanza kupiga look, ma vintage, umepiga hapo through high school. That was the last trend, like the first good trend I remember when I was growing up. Juu clothing trends zote zimekuwa mbaya. Like miss that in my childhood, dress code zimekuwa. Juu when I was a young small kid ilikuwa... As a child, it was safari boots na alafu opens. We all had an open phase. Kwanza kama ulivaa zile za plastic, zile masandak. You are a real Kenyan child. Ulikuwa the real Kenyan experience. Then from open to sandak, I moved to Timberlands. There was a good Timberland phase. Then I had my first Jordans maybe in class 5, which was a good time for me.
That was a big day. I didn't even know there were Jordans. I had this uncle mwenye alikuwa tu majuu nze akaamua tu acha ni drop you down ni bless hapa mgaidi hapa na Jordan flani crazy. I'm even trying to remember which Jordans they were. It was a long time ago nze, and they were like old ones. They're not like... This is in Mazoya.
Ngoja tu ndakumbuka, like, welcome to mom. Jordan is the numbering of... What is this shit, man? I've never been a sugar like that. Then after Jordan's question, the body was because my PP for, I guess, to me, I was not aware. Then Supras came. I think Supras were the first shoes I knew. Like, ah, rah, these are Supras. Because the Lewin's come, there's another couple of Supras, man. And a couple of those, the Lewin to Danganya. But to Likuba, early too. To Likuba, to whatever the Lewin showed us. But you're still like, the more the shirts is like, but I think you just used to dress what your parents bought you, and like, and you know, our parents just see a nice shirt today, buy it to catch out and bet my son and jeans and no way. We combine.
The later car,
the later car on you. But I'm sure there was some red for Jordan, and then it be like to look robbed late in life, so. But it will come to me, because I don't know what, I'll just remember it. After I see the episode. Mingine. Then taking your upper class 8 to form 1, skinny jeans came. Now the skinny jeans were not good. It was not a good thing. I was skinny enough to rock skinny jeans. I was extremely skinny. As well, I'm honest, you can't picture it in a cartoon theory. But yeah, I was skinny at that point. So skinny jeans were not a problem. Then vintage hit, and I think that was a very beautiful time for us, man. All you need was a shirt on your home, and a look, man. Then you took a kind of VR too, so you do a vintage shirt, nice, you know, shoes up a chain, and nice Air Max or some shit. I'm a Jordan, hands up, we've won. I'm a Jordan. For who could have when do you master Buddha? I should have any uncle. Yeah, so, still on a sense of fashion to up there. But this is where you put that colonial card that you are using colonial constrictions. You have cover smart. Who is a little cover smart? That is part of going to that school. They have that image here, you know. Posh kids in the country, so kila mtu anaparara, kila mtu anaka business like Johnny business school, but sino wa Kenya wanze, we take advantage of our privilege. Amesahau privilege yake, amaweza kupigia tukelele kwa internet. But pia inakusaidia kutrend, I guess, your instant gratification, because you'll always, watuka sisi chakuja pa tukudanganya, at yes, ya tutaenda Strathmore, don't give our comments, ya kwa utaenda Strathmore. And now to a more fucked up story. A man kills his brother and slits his throat over alcohol bill in a version. So on Wednesday nights, he passed Wednesday. By the time I was giving a couple of Wednesdays ago, two brothers, when you're 31 and 29, were drinking for local bar. Then they differed over the bill. So the elder brother, in a fit of anger, cut out a knife. First of all, who walks around with a knife? Who just has a knife? Like, kwani alikuwa na ni mtu wa butchery, ni mtu wa smokey, juu ako tu na knife.
Okay.
When the different of the bill, nikuwa kato na knife yake, na instantly I come stab, akamacha bleeding. Yeah, kenda home. So, unaona, yeah, kenda home. Kufika home, saka pa, niko, oh fuck, ni mdunga brown keys, ni mdunga daddy. Then he slit his own throat and was pronounced dead. So both of them died just like that. Over a simple bill.
Nothing bill of rights.
So, but because, do I understand sometimes? Okay, and I'm not obviously not up to guess my own ego and centricism. Story to make it about me. Obviously, thoughts and prayers to those people, man, that they are more valuable things to fight over kushinda bill ya pombe. Kama mwizi lipa ni sawa. Like, nipi ndo watu inafama mbaya nangi ukweli.
especially when people go out. So this is my first question to you people. And kushana tamtajibu, kushana tajibu to you anyway. When you go out, like when you invite somebody out, nikwambia bro, don't she give you drinks? To shake his drinks. Sit and nikushiki a drink. Nikikushata bro, mimi niko hapa.
So come to cool. Basi pia ukuje ukule kama unawaza bwana.
Sasa tukuje sijakwambia kama nikulishe. And I think maybe tunafika point inafuata ziko dresses issues kama society.
Unless I specifically say I want to do it.
Usiku you expect me to do it manza. Usikuje. Kani mdemu ni sawa, tuna understanding your pitfall. Sika naomba lazima tu invest just in case utapewa. Hata ule rafiki yako mwenye anakutumianga tu kwa dishi. Una just in case utapewa siku moja.
But when it comes to guys, na shuku inafatu kwa tu oi, like, nikisama shit unasikia. Like, I remember the other day I was out to a friend of mine. Then I shout out a friend of mine, yeah, I'm in town. If, like, you could, pull up, like, we link up, we share a beer or something. So, msaka pull up, right? And I'm sure vizuri, maybe I can only buy you a beer. So, I'm going to die beer and a die food. Is there? And then I can shoot a cake to bro. And it's not really about that, but I'm going to think about your story, yani. So, since I'm a camp, tumeshika drinks and ame on the dish, whatever, ame cool, I paid, whatever. Then some other shit happened. But so ni karilutia situation yangu,
na hii, like, and in general, how do you agree on this shit? Like, me personally, I've made a resolution that nikikwambia, like, the statement I'll make according to the bill ni hivo, nikisema mina jilipia, ni hivo manze, from the onset. And I think as men nafato chikpimana, guys are like doing that in our friend groups just to test each other out. Yeah, it's not bad to buy like a bread and food and that. See, it's also a good thing. You're part of friendship. Eh? You treat people so that you know, you buy affection. you basically buy affection. You don't top up subscription, yeah? Urafiki. So you pay naeleweka. Like, if you give a mali niseme, kitu alafu bado unanipinga huko nyingi. We'll still be bread and Jesus saved us. Akwacha kwa bread and what? I'm tanza ku watch my pass around you. But even with that, pia siko that friend wenye buda, wewe kwani wale jack kwa bottomless pit. Ujaifikia ama ni mzito uwezi beba. Usikuwe pia that friend wenze. Just carry your weight. Just carry your weight. Mkwange honest. Kwa hizi conversations. Because me, I'm very always honest because of a person. I never understand why. People are always honest when they don't have money. But I'm a pesa. Dishonest ni nyingi. Time watu ni broke. Sina. I broke mi sina. Hapo ndio mtu nishiki. Lakini kila mtu ana pesa yake. Kila mtu atakuficha yake kidogo. Kila mtu anafikiria vile save yake kidogo. Vile akula yako more than ukula yake. It's always very funny how we behave around each other. And we observe a lot. Na see that from probably all my friends. But I understand where it's a phase of life where we have ideas of how to spend money more than like ideas of how to make it. So, ni kufindia balance, I guess. Pali, when we find it, tutakuwa maybe better friends for it. But tumekuwa tukisema the money management is a thing. Hata kama hatujafunzwa, tujaribu kuipractice more, to encourage more even amongst ourselves. Hakuna haja tusaikiane kufanya purchases zingine zenye hazinanga haja. Kwa haja tununue mzinga ya 10,000. Like, yes, we can afford it. I'm sure amongst the three of us hapa, tunaweza tununue mzinga ya 10,000 tukunye in a night tuzime. Like, that is light work. Na tutaifanya bila hata kufikiria sote nje. Tunasema consequence ni ya baadaye. Ndio inaitwa consequence.
Ni ya baadaye.
So ni crazy man. But tuko tu muone sababu is going. Ndio tusikwe na chuki mob, tusikwe na ya kila mtu na job. But the time traffic kwa hii meza. Mimi nishasema the amount I am willing to spend. Na mimi as your friend, nisiku push over that like for no reason. Unless pia na tu na kwa stingy for no reason. Na level unaonyesha balance yako kibrag, alafu unatuna kwa mchoyo. But even with that, I never count people's pockets. Mi hata uko millionaire, I don't, like, I nashuku mi ndo msewa sijali about, like, people's money. Meta msa kina miyao, but I made it just today. I will not even think about it twice. Like, congratulations. If you wanted to tell me, ungeniambia how to make it while you are making it, say how to go under G's, but ukiniambia sahi, it is of no help to me about that. Like, and my friends can najua hata mkisika hii, especially my brethrens. Mneza attest to this shit. Like, wengi yonu menikujia obroma zee, nilipigi hidi, limeleta hido. But cool. Like, I will not even ask you any question beyond that. Like, I do not care, Ju. If it was something like,
in a relation na mimi kitu ingekuwa unadhani ni important to me, ungeshaniambia during the process hata mimi nitengeneza hata kani 1000 yangu moja. Unaona? So mimi nakuongea hivyo with it. I never came here to get a lottery leo. Sitakuja hapa tani kombe dola. I will not care. That is you. Good for you, manze. Sidi koko bado kwa trenches. Tunatafuta zetu. Na by trenches, mazama ni mlangi ya mzazi. Unajua, we also all of us, most of us like to pretend like, oh, tunafanya some crazy hustle kuinje. And we have somebody somewhere. Na yatupati hedo, manze. Most of us, some of us, like, you know, you have to put in the work, you have to graft, you have to fanya ujanja, ukora daily, una scam people. Lakini mwana ni trend sana kuskam your high school friends, apparently. Wale wenye mjongei, saini, what, 6 years for me now and my people? Easily to just go there with the problem I have. But pia, let me ask the why I don't like scam people. I know I don't like asking for help already. But this life, najua itafika point where you have to, like, that is part of living. Life will give you one lesson one day where, oi, you have to see how much, you know, your collective can do for you. So me na yekanga to like that one time, I'll keep your help to that one time that I'll really need it. I don't know when I'll know that, but I'll know that. Yes, you can talk about that disparate. Bro, me neza kwata na zero and koran kwa na millions. Of course, I feel fucked up like shit. These niggas do not think. Ata kune mevi ya kujiongezea $1. But it's cool, man. Like, that is still not my path. Baby, siko ready for that million.
Nilikuwa na realize kama mimi hata. I can't handle being popular amongst my friends. Like everyone to konele phase when you are now the popular friend, like when you are sana hang out now more for a period of time, then they move to another person, then another person. I think everybody ko friend group will get their shine, the moment to shine. And me, I don't handle mine well. I become a full diva and I go to full bitch, yani. I don't, so Nico, like even if that's small, I've never had aspirations to be famous because naturally I'll just be a full dickhead. Obviously, I want to be more wealthy than rich, I guess, because I see wealth as more totalitarian, as, you know, having more, just not monetarily, but, you know, with living, quality of life, people around you, all that good hippie shit. Hopefully, man, they have a natural manifest. The part of the subconscious is funny, man. It's crazy. Every time I have fucked up thoughts, fucked up shit happens. Every time I try and have good thoughts, good shit happens, man. So, it's crazy, but here alone is Friday na imona. Scientists only say their studies are getting shittier and shittier. So scientists have come out and said no amount of alcohol is healthy if you're under 40. So I guess you're not supposed to be drinking, you know. And maybe that will change. Also, even cocaine and stuff will be accepted more back in the day. Now, so, you know, our generation has shifted more to weed and psychedelics and shit and opioids. So maybe even alcohol will be phased out. Alcohol is a gives like a cigarette. Well, it's accepted, but it's looked down upon like, no, that's a good answer. But people don't use a vaccine for cancer, so it's not a cure for cancer, bro. So, hey, hopefully, science will catch up with our vices. And you make a point where you can just fuck yourself up a lot when a poor type of learning up on a regenerate, I'll be so happy. I'll finally be able to try everything. Just because you have the time. If I do too much, I'll not be able to recover. So I hope you enjoy the episode, man. If you did, kuna zingine kadhaa unaweza sikizia. There are many more will come your way. So usiogope. Usiogope hata kidogo. I got you, man. And just a simple reminder, if the truth makes you uncomfortable, blame the lies that made you comfortable. Yeah, and until next time, don't go changing. Have a nice day.